you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. Thank you for all the years gone by. Thank you for this, our brand new year. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for your church. Thank you for the workers. Thank you for the house fellowship leaders. Thank you for our pastors. Thank you for every member of the congregation. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining mercies for those of us who have already arrived. Thank you for joining mercies for those who are on the way. Thank you for joining mercies for those who will come. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight we are here again, Lord, as your workers and your house fellowship leaders. Please, like never before, bless us in Jesus' name. Because we are here in advance of all others, give us advanced miracles in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. Shake hand with one or two people and tell him or her, God will bless you mightily during this convention. And then you may please be seated. God bless you. It's a joy to see you again this year. And if the Lord tarries, I will see you again next year. And during this convention, God will say amen to all your prayers. You are welcome in Jesus' name. I want you to know we appreciate you, we love you, and we are praying for you. Please don't forget that it is our custom, first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., you will take yourself in twos, surround the entire camp, just go to all the nooks and corners of the camp, and pray for 1 hour, 6 to 7, asking the Almighty God to please saturate every centimeter of this land with his anointing, so that everyone who will come, even as they are stepping on the campground, they will receive a miracle. And if you do that, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, before the sun sets tomorrow, you yourself will have a testimony. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Very briefly, I want to talk to you from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And because you are workers, and like I've always said, the workers in the church should be the richest in the church. And that's going to be your portion in Jesus' name. After we finish this little talk, don't forget to give your advance offering so that you can have your own advance breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our topic for this evening is the generous rewarder. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He will reward you in Jesus' name. When God rewards, he does it generously. Why? Genesis 17 verse 1, Genesis 17 verse 1 says, is the all-sufficient God. He has much to give. And so when it is time for him to give, he gives generously. Some of you have heard me share about an uncle of mine who was one of the richest men Nigeria had ever known, now dead. You go to him and say, "Uncle, I need 1,000 naira. He will say, "I don't have." "Uncle, with all your wealth," he say, "I say, I don't have." "Uncle, please give me 5,000 naira." I say, "I don't have." "Please give me 10,000 naira." He will say, "I don't have." But if you go to him and say, "Uncle, please, I need 100,000 naira," he say, "Hey, now you are talking." How can you be asking a chief of my caliber for 1,000 naira? And the Almighty God is the chief of all chiefs. He's richer than all chiefs. And that's why he's going to reward somebody here generously tonight. He rewards obedience. According to Exodus 15, verse 26, Exodus 15, verse 26, he rewards obedience not only with healing, but with health. He says, if you hearken diligently to his voice, to observe and to do all that he commands, he said, he won't even allow you to be sick. And so I'm praying for all of you who are obedient workers, who are obedient house fellowship leaders. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, sickness will leave you alone. He rewards cooperation. When you decide to cooperate with him, like you do by working for him and by teaching in house fellowships, he rewards cooperation with divine bodyguards. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19 to 21, 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21, when Elijah passed by Elisha and threw his mantle upon him, that boy forsook all and began to follow Elijah everywhere, decided to submit to God and to cooperate. By the time you get to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings 6, verse 8 to 17, the Bible says, everywhere Elisha was, he was surrounded by horses and chariots of fire. So I can decree to all of you who are workers, who are house fellowship leaders, in that name that's above every other name, wherever you go, the angels of God will surround you. He rewards partnership. Those who decide to enter into partnership with him, he rewards that with breakthrough. and with power. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Luke 5, verse 1 to 7. Peter decided to partner with Jesus Christ. He made his boat available to Jesus to use. He allowed Jesus to preach inside his boat. When Jesus finished, he gave him a breakthrough so big, it frightened Peter himself. There's a miracle coming your way that will frighten even you. But not only that, it wasn't long after that that Peter could lay hands on a lame man in Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. Acts 3, verse 1 to 8. And the lame began to walk. In your various house fellowships, from now on, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anyone you lay hands on will receive a miracle. He rewards accommodation with blessings so mighty that the nation will take note. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. 2 Samuel 6, 11 to 12. Obed-Edom allowed the ark of God to stay in his house just for some months. And God blessed him so mightily that the whole nation heard about it, including the king. Those of you who have opened up your house or houses to be used as house fellowship centers, before you die, the whole of Nigeria will hear about your prosperity. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings 4, 8 to 17, the Shunammite woman prepared accommodation for Elisha. She opened up her home to accommodate God. The result? God gave her something money cannot buy. All of you in whose homes we have house fellowship, in that name that is above every other name, everything you need to make your joy full, God will release unto you. He rewards hospitality. Like he did in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 14. Genesis 18, verse 1 to 14. God was passing by. Abraham saw him, invited him into his house, and entertained him. When God finished, the promises, the prophecies of all these years became fulfilled in one day. Those of you who, after the house fellowship, prepare tea for those who came, who gave them minerals to drink, who gave them oranges, who gave them whatever you have. Every prophecy that had gone forth upon your life shall be fulfilled before the end of this year. Whenever God finds people who are faithful, who will accommodate him, who will let his presence be felt in their homes, he does one thing above all else. He answers all their prayers. Because his name is Amen. Beginning from today, every prayer prayed in all your house fellowships shall be answered in Jesus' name. And according to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, it doesn't just answer prayers. Even things that you want, that you cannot put to words, that you can only think about, he does it also. Because the Bible says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. That's why I know that before the crowd will begin to arrive for this convention tomorrow, you will already have your own testimonies. And so I want you to stand on your feet now and pray some prayers even before the others come. And you lift your voice to him and say, Father, I'm one of your workers. I lead one of your fellowships. Tonight, according to your word, reward me richly. Open your mouth and cry unto God. I am one of your workers. I lead one of your fellowships, Lord. And you are a generous worker, my Father and my God. Even according to your word, Lord, reward me generously. Reward me abundantly. Reward me much more than I can ask for or think. Prove yourself, O Lord. Reward me generously.